managed through the last years of no one being there as he wrote it. But the other two, beginning as A to B, is actually very good. It's the C over here has got the issues, and C will actually be where the boat mechanic shop will eventually be. And then the old existing motel per se will go back. The additional six will be those that we add to it. But we will be putting back the additional motel that was once there, motel slash cabin that was there. We actually still have the septic and all the actual footings of the footprint that was actually there years ago.
Any other questions? Hearing none, we'll see April 9th.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Case number 1809 at 326 Happy Hollow, Nightly Rental, Dominique Bassino. Okay, good deal. Applicants requesting approval of Division 3 special use permit to nightly rent the existing four-bedroom home on Lot 13 of Williams Landing Subdivision for the Taney County Assessors. We'll zoom out. This is way at the edge of the county. It's right here, this little blue. This is Long Creek Bridge on 86. You actually come over to, I think it's U Highway. You go down, come back into the county. On Happy Hollow Road. This subdivision here is condo style ownership, the Providence, if I'm right, if I remember. And then this is our Happy Hollow Resort, which we'll get into all of that in the public hearing, but just giving you kind of idea. And then our lot in question is this one right here. Different views. Okay.
Hello.
Hi there.
Anything additional to add to the presentation?
Not really. Our home here, we do use throughout the year. We supplement the cost of the home with occasional nightly rentals. And so we're just trying to make sure it fits the planning and zoning development of Taney County.
Any questions specific? None?
How many bedrooms is it? I guess I didn't see that.
Four bedrooms.
Any others? Thank you. Appreciate your time. Public hearing will be April 9th.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
This case number 1810. It's 122 Fieldstone Nightly Rental. Applicant Jerry Mottinger, representing Joyce Schumacher. Applicant seeking Division 3 special use. She's gotten a hold of me. She's asking for the transfer of this special use permit per section. I wrote down Appendix E, Section 3.1. It says that a special use permit can't transfer without Planning Commission approval. So that's what she's seeking tonight. I'll let her explain the development plan, but she told me it was the same. If you remember, 122 Fieldstone was the, and I've zoomed out a little bit, home that is on the entrance. It's in the third condo building in the entrance. This one did specifically have a maximum nightly rental applied to it of only a two-bedroom when the motion was made.
Ma'am, you agree to keep it just as it is written now?
Yes, let me just say that I'm here representing my clients who are out of state, and they're in the process of buying that villa. So they have all the information that I have. I've sent them everything that Scott's given me, and they agree to all those terms. That villa has been in a nightly rental since September of 2012. The last certificate was issued on it September 1st of last year, so only 6 months ago. What Scott kind of referred to is that within the special use regulations, it says that an existing permit cannot be transferred without going through the procedure that's set forth or the approval of the commission. So what I'm asking for is approval from the commission tonight to transfer that permit and continue that use.
Any questions? Scott provided me on Section 3, General Conditions for Special Use Permits 3.1. The permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and, as applicable, is specific to an approved development plan and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval.
If I might also interject, if this was new, if it had never been in rentals, certainly I would understand there would be a lot of steps to take. Because this just went through it 6 months ago and the certificate was issued, everything's in compliance, and the only change is going to be the owner.
Have they bought it yet, ma'am?
We're in the process.
Okay, and I assume this is a stipulation.
Yes, sir, it is. It's a contingency. Everything is ready. In fact, I had an email from their banker today. Everybody is ready in every position. Just waiting for this approval.
Mm-hmm. So the local representative will maintain this, be the same, or is it going to change?
Yes. It'll be a different representative. His in-laws live in Nixa, and they will be the local representative. They are going to Christian County, and they will then be, hopefully, this year moving to Branson to make them even closer.
Any other questions, comments?
We're to vote on this tonight if we want to give her the permission to go ahead and transfer. But if this sell falls through for some reason, what about the next person that she gives to buy the place? Are we just giving her, are we just saying, yeah, this parcel can be transferred?
No, I think her applicant's what, Gregory That's Stevenson? A-
Yeah, Greg Stevenson.
We transfer that to Gregory Stevenson.
Yes.
Yes, once we transfer title from the existing owner to the hopefully soon owner, then once that's done, of course, the permit would be issued in his name.
I guess what Doug's trying to get clarified, and I believe I understand his question. There will be a name issued to this.
Yes.
It's not just an open blank.
No, absolutely not.
It's just to leave it so you can sell it to whoever, whenever.
Yeah, I'm just here on a new owner's behalf. Yes, sir.
And that's Jerry Mottinger?
He's the seller.
He's the seller.
Uh-huh. Gregory P. Stevenson is the purchaser.
Do we know that information?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gregory Stevenson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's noted on this.
I didn't see that on the
concept. Okay. That's fine.
I think we ought to agree to the change, since it has been done so recently.
Yeah, I mean, it passed 6 months ago. I'm okay with it. I mean, I'm in favor of it. Are we voting on it?
I think I would like
to make a motion to let that transfer.
We have a motion.
To Gregory P. Stevenson.
Yes, not to me. Yes, to the new owner.
She can speak as a representative for this person. I think so one way it's been done in the past. Yes. She is speaking as a representative for this person with our full understanding of who the actual owner is.
That's how I'm perceiving.
That's what I'm hearing.
So we have a motion on the floor.
Are we in concept or hearing?
Do we need a motion for this?
I don't know.
I think we need to get it to discussion, and then we'll go from there.
We haven't got a second yet.
Okay.
Do we need to pursue it that way and get a second to agree to just letting it be done?
If you're going
to
transfer the permit tonight, which is what she's asking, you'd have to make a motion and it had to pass to transfer the permit.
We have a motion, but no second.
I will second that motion.
Okay.
There should be a hearing.
Ma'am, you need to, this portion is not a public hearing portion. We're in concept.
Concept.
Ma'am, I need to ask that you stay quiet, please. Part of the discussion would be is, can we, in concept, approve this, being that it was done 6 months ago, or does it need to go through the public hearing process again to give individuals the right to speak?
I understand what you're asking. I don't know.
It's my opinion.
Perhaps I'm out of order. I don't know.
It's my opinion that there ought to be a public hearing on it for anybody to bring up anything that we're not aware of that may have happened in the last 6 months.
So we've got a motion and a second.
Is this clarified somewhere?
Discussion?
No, it just reads just like that right there. So that's.
I don't think we can do a motion without a public hearing about it first.
Yeah, even in the past 6 months ago, I do think that probably is a point of contention.
So we do have a motion to approve currently.
I'll withdraw that motion.
Okay, the motion has been withdrawn.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I believe it's probably correct. Procedure.
Would anyone else entertain making a motion?
Read this one right here.
I just, my concern is having a, putting a motion to vote without it going through the proper process.
It's just a concept.
I feel that we need public comment on it. However, given the circumstances of this location that we're all familiar with, I think in an effort to speed up the process, I think we have opportunity tonight to have some public comment for and against, and perhaps we can resolve the issue tonight if there's a way to move back into a public hearing on this specific item.
Howard, would you care to read that?
I've got it up here.
I know, but I mean, let's just read it so everybody hears it.
That'd be fine.
I don't think anybody's reading it.
No. Do you want me to read it, Rick?
Yes, please.
Okay, under our general conditions for special use permit, this is Appendix E, this is Section 3. 3.1 states, the permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued, which is Jerry, and as applicable, is specific to an approved development plan and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval.
Well, if I'm
that's what we're willing to do is to make that approval.
Now, if I'm hearing that correctly, then I do not understand why we could not go ahead and do that tonight without a public hearing, if I'm understanding that right.
That's the way I understand it.
That's how I'm reading it. I'm asking that as a question more than a statement.
Oh, no, that's what I understand.
I think that's our role is to interpret.
That's how I interpret it myself. So,
I don't know how to handle it, but that's the way it reads.
It doesn't say you have to come back through another.
No, it doesn't say it has to have the process, but it just says with your approval. So that's totally up to you guys.
I don't know how we're to handle the approval. That's our question, I think.
I think it should be handled during the public hearing part. Perhaps on a situation like this, we don't need to schedule the concept. We just need to schedule here in these cases during the public hearing.
Basically, this would be the concept, wouldn't it, George?
Hmm?
This right now would be the concept.
That's all we're doing tonight's concept.
We'll
let
George
close the public. Next week or next month, we'll do the public hearing. That means you got to wait another 30 days.
Well, that's my point. I don't know the situation.
No, you're fine. I just said the way I'm reading it, I mean, it doesn't say that it needs to come back through.